Message number 1161. You must never reject God because of the evil acts of those who falsely claim to serve Him. Sunday, June 29, 2014 at 20:20. My dearly beloved daughter, any man who hides behind religion to inflict evil upon people of other religions does not come from me. Religions which camouflage hatred and demonize other denominations do not serve God. When men use me, Jesus Christ, as a shield to hide behind in their quest to murder and slaughter innocents, this is the greatest sacrilege. Men who believe in God must know who God is, what He has told the world, and how He has instructed His children through the Ten Commandments in order to serve Him. God is love. He does not condone hatred of any kind. If and when you see people using the cloak of religion to inflict pain upon others for whatever reason, you must know that this has nothing to do with love for God. Hatred comes from Satan, and he spreads his venom amongst religious radicals in order to vent his anger against God. By infiltrating those who have a distorted understanding as to who I am, he succeeds in spreading hatred against God. People will then ask, how could God permit such evil in His name? The answer is that evil will always be found in places where God is revered, because such places are carefully sought out by the evil one to bring shame to any religion which honors God. By his actions, people will then turn away from God, and he will be blamed for every vile act perpetrated by those who claim to serve him. Hatred is careful to disguise itself. It will usually be presented by those who claim to represent God so as to be seen to bring justice to the enemies of God. It will be seen as the voice of concern and its condemnation of what it desires the world to believe as being an evil thing. Churches of different denominations all over the world have been infiltrated by God's enemies from within. The aim is to bring shame upon the name of my eternal Father. As a result, there has arisen in all corners of the world a deep suspicion and lack of trust in God. The natural assumption is that God's representatives have instigated evil in His name, and therefore faith in God is flawed. This is why the world has been plunged into hatred, corruption, and wars, because Satan's plan is to destroy every religion which honors the true God. Those who cause these evils have no love in their souls. You must never reject God because of the evil acts of those who falsely claim to serve Him. If you do and you remove yourself from God because of this, you have fallen for the lies which Satan wants you to swallow. Never judge others because of their beliefs, good or bad. Never judge my eternal Father or me, Jesus Christ, His beloved Son, for the sins that those who serve His churches commit. Man is and always will be a sinner on this earth. Sin will always be the curse of man until I come again. But to accuse God of sin is as much a terrible sacrilege as it is impossible. Wake up to the fact that Satan exists and that he is careful to hide this fact so that he can fool souls into cursing God, the Creator of all that is and ever will be. Soon all these atrocities will come to an end and all glory will be mine. It will not be long before Satan is destroyed and the human race will be able to see clearly who I am and the glorious life I will bring at my second coming. You must remain alert to all that is presented in my holy name, for you will find that not all comes from me. Your Jesus.